But in the meantime, we will get a quick update here from Dr. Steve Tharp.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say things are seem to be improving quite a bit. I'm sure you've seen that the spike is on the way down, even in Indiana, and we're very happy about that.
Yeah, that's very good news. We've been talking about that about the last week or so with cautious optimism, I guess we would say.
Yes, and, you know, as things improve and as long as this has been going on, it's we're going to have choices we have to make, and that's going to come down to people themselves deciding what they want to do. And I think... finally, we're talking about a time when we do have some different choices that we can make, and I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah, I saw last week when some of the larger cities like New York, L.A., when they started talking about dropping some restrictions at the end of the month, I thought, boy, that's pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, and, you know, all along we've had... the folks at the State Department of Health, CDC, and others, perhaps you want to call it Big Brother, perhaps you want to call it a, whatever, but you know that we've had a lot of direction down, and I think that we are now entering a phase as this pandemic starts to look more and more like an endemic situation where people are going to have to make their own choices. And that's going to have to be personal. I think everybody who, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but most people who are happy to take the vaccine and go that route have had great opportunities to do that. And that we are finding that that's not, you know, a huge rush anymore, and so I think that's an indication that we're probably not going to gain a lot more in that direction, except for our, you know, under 5-year-olds who have not been authorized yet, and that's a step that I'm looking forward to finally get to. But the question is, then, what do you do with, you know, your family and everything? And you know, there are more tools than we had in the beginning. All we had in the beginning was avoidance and masks, and now we have medicines that can be very helpful. And although they're not as available as we'd like to have, but we have the vaccine and everything. So the question may well be, you know, what do you? What's your personal comfort, and what are you going to do about it? And as you do that, you have to think about who you're going to be exposed to, who you're going to expose to whatever you may be carrying, and it's going to get a little bit harder. And we're going to be around trying to help people understand how these work, what to do. How to customize this to your own needs and start living a little bit more personally once again.
Dr. Tharp, do you think that once the Food and Drug Administration gives full approval instead of just the emergency approval to all the vaccines? Now, I know Pfizer for the adult version, they've gotten a full FDA approval. Do you think that'll
right.
help? That'll help with a lot of the people that are still skeptical, you know, the holdouts, kind of waiting to see?
Yes, I do think it'll help. You know, the truth of it is that you know, the eligibility, you know, the difference between the EUA and full licensing of the product is just the amount of time that we're watching things. And for people who are really concerned about it just hasn't been long enough to find out what's going to happen, I think that that's going to help them feel a little bit better about what's going on. I think that a lot of those people do get information from alternative sources that may or may not be giving the full story. and that's a part of it. So one never knows exactly what's going to change with that. But the fact is that the rules are no different for the EUA than they are for full acceptance. And from the standpoint, from my standpoint, it's just a way to get the advances of science out as early as possible and give people the benefits. And I think that we've seen very well that the risks, you know, there are a few risks, as with any medication, but the far and away benefits have really shown that this is a great thing to do. But, you know, we don't want to force people if we can handle this any other way.
Well, personal choice sounds like a great move forward, Doctor. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is just me speaking. I don't have any authority to say yes or no, but my observation is that that things are improving, that there are multiple ways to help take care of things. If you don't want to get a vaccine, masking can be a very helpful thing to do, and that may be your choice. So we don't want to have anyone not be able to use the tools that we have available the way they feel they need to do it. And so at least that's my opinion, and we'll see if the state and the CDC come around to it.
Dr. Tharp, we have Matt Stedham on the other line. We're going to grab him. We always appreciate your expertise and time.
Yes, and I don't want to take away from anybody else, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stay healthy. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, that's the best news we've heard from Dr. Tharp in a year and a half, I think, guys.